Would you rather not know?
No.
I'm thinking about it more than Miles said, and I'm just thinking about this one person. Like, oh, that was really hard on them.
How long did they know before?
Probably 2 or 3 months. Oh, and I think they, like, you know, you get a prosthetic.
Well, you keep looking at whatever's going to be gone.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, how am I going to do these things? Because you start thinking consciously, like, well, if I don't have this arm, I'll start practicing without it. What can I do? What can I not do?
Yeah.
What is going to be a problem? You know, just in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I think that would just be a mental, you know, mind F.
But, I don't know because I've never, but I just feel like if I wake up and it's gone, that mind F for me is even harder.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, let's hope not to lose a body part.
This is quick, but you guys were at my wedding. It was pouring down rain. It was a thunder shower.
Yeah.
Fighting, okay?
Yeah.
That was my second wedding. That was my second wife. The story that I told at my first wedding, rehearsal dinner, night before the wedding, that kind of thing. We're at the Molly Pitcher Inn in New Jersey. And everyone's just sharing personal stories, family members about their favorite memories.
Of course.
Both sides of the families, all that. So I get up there and... somebody yells out, who knows the story, hey, tell them about how the day you met your wife. And I'm like, all right. So I go play golf with my buddies. We're on the 9th hole. It starts pouring down rain. Lightning storm, one of those yellow storms that pops up. It's not dark or anything like that. It's just that bright lightning. Go under a tree, standing on the tree. Tree gets hit by lightning. We're all on the ground. We all get knocked out for a little while. My one buddy who had metal spikes on his shoes at the time, golf shoes, he took it the worst.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Our shoes bottoms were fried too. Wake up, tree is still on fire. The branch that fell off that thing when it split the tree missed my buddy Rob by like 3 feet. And it was a big ass. It was like it split the tree in half.
Yeah.
Tree's on fire. Wake up, I sit up. There's a bunch of cars that could see us from the clubhouse because, again, it's number 9 and we were down at the bottom of the hill and it overlooked this fairway. And so people saw us get hit. They saw the tree get hit and they saw us fly back and all that crap. So my one buddy, Rob, he was pretty messed up. So his parents came and took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, me and my other buddy, Brian, we decided to go to the bar because we're like, F this. It is Sunday. We're going to go to the bar. We're going to start drinking. We're going to go to Mario's back door. We're going to eat pizza. It was a pizza place. And we're going to be there for the 1 o'clock NFL kickoff.
Yeah.
We're just going to the bar. F this. We told Rob's parents, you know, call Brian's mom or whoever and make sure he's okay. And
sure.
Just get in contact with us. Anyway, everything's fine except for the fact that there's a woman at the other side of the bar. My buddy Brian starts hitting on her. He goes to the bathroom. We start talking. That ends up being my wife. So the day that I get hit by lightning is the day that I met my first wife. Now,
there's nothing telling about that.
Now, fast forward. Now, I am divorced. I am getting remarried. I am in Baltimore. The ceremony is just about ready to start.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, one of the biggest lightning storms that we've had all summer.
Boom!
I mean, I'm just sitting there and, you know, psychologically, I'm thinking to myself, you have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. This is not a good sign. This is a horrible sign. But I can't say that because I'm getting married.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In like 10 minutes.
But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking,
yeah,
Jesus, man, the day that I got struck by lightning, I met my first wife. Now it's lightning again. On my
I'm trying to tell you something, Miles.
That's exactly what was going through my head. Just like, there's no way. Like, what is going on? Like,
oh, yeah.
So
it's biblical. Don't get married.
What is the story that you always you're always asked to retell?
What do I have to do for you to understand?
You're telling the story, so I don't feel bad about joking about it now. But I mean, it almost seemed as soon as you said, like, the I do's, like, it was like, pow, pow.
Yeah.
God's like, why do this? They look the same. You have a type. We get it.
Exactly.
Right? Stop doing this.
Damn. Such a moron. What is the story that you're always asked to retell? 206-803-ROCK.
Right. I mean, you get married a third time. She's got to look different.
I'm not doing it.
Got to look different.
But it really was. Do you? I do.
Yeah.
Wow. Man.
It is coming down out there.
Yeah. Like, wow.
And it was all night through the reception. Just boom, 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 boom. I'm just like, man.
I'm trying to tell you something.
I mean, look, also, let's take out that it's a sign from God or something. It's also just, what was that, July?
It was so hot. Yeah.
Or August in Baltimore. It was so hot that day.
And humid.
You're going to hell.
Yeah.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, you guys.
Hola.
Hola, bitches. So I lost my right leg 5 years ago next month will be 5 years due to diabetes. Infection. Yeah.
Diabetes or the infection? I'm sure the diabetes led to the infection, but is the infection inevitably what led to the amputation?
You're correct. Yes, I lost it because the infection got into my ankle bone. And doing everything I can to save my left foot right now that's already got a titanium plate in it and a fracture.
Okay. Jesus Christ. So, all right, let me ask you this. I'm assuming you knew the amputation. It was a scheduled thing, right?
It was.
All right, so Miles has an argument I wouldn't want to know. I have the argument I would rather know. Based on having gone through it, where are you? Would you have rather just woken up and it was gone, or are you glad you knew in advance?
I like that I knew in advance because I knew it was going to be gone when I woke up. It would be a lot harder, say, if you lost it in the military or whatever, or a car accident, and it's all of a sudden. So dealing with different amputees, and Ted, yes, I love to tell my story. Anytime I run into you, I'll tell my story.
All right.
Let me just ask, and I'm not trying to minimize the fact that you got your leg amputated, are people disappointed when you share your story, right? Because if you say it was ripped off by a gorilla, it was bitten by a shark, we're like, whoa, when you're like, dude, diabetes and an infection.
Yeah, well, I start with either a shark bite story or a gorilla story, and then I move into actually diabetes.
Okay. Now, when you say you got an infection, that was on the inside. You really didn't know what was going on. It wasn't like you cut your leg or something, and then, you know, it just spread, right?
Right, correct. So I have neuropathy because of my diabetes in both my feet. Can't feel anything below the ankle.
Huh.
So that pressure sores and all that crap started happening, and literally the infection had set into the foot bone, and I became septic on our vacation before I lost my right leg.
Wow.
Oh.
You're like the doctor from The Simpsons who chuckles after giving bad
news.
Now,
if you got jeans on, if you have jeans on, do I have any idea that you don't have a leg from the knee down?
At this point, you would not know because it's been 5 years. So if I have any sort of jeans or slacks or anything on, you would not know that I'm a right leg amputee.
So you're walking is fine. Is what I mean.
Oh, my walking's great.
How many different prosthetics do you have?
I have a vehicle. So I've gone through 5 different prosthetics in the last 5 years. And the one I got now is the greatest. It's only 4.5 pounds, and it's all carbon fiber, and I could run, hike, fish, hunt.
You could, but do you?
That's my plan eventually.
When you have my Harley
and start riding it again. What's up?
When you have an amputated leg, does that count? Like, do you have like handicap tags?
Oh yeah, the handicap tags on my license plate. Yeah.
So you could walk fine.
Does anybody ever see you get out of your car? People see me get out of my car, and a lot of times I'm mostly wearing shorts because I'm all year round short guy in the Northwest. Right.
Well, only one leg's going to get cold.
Okay, so no one like called you out like, hey, dude, get out of the handicap
spot. Yeah, you're walking fine, dude. What's with the handicap spot?
Yeah, that's not a problem. Okay, all I got to do is lift up my pants if I'm wearing pants. Do I qualify?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I would put my head down and walk
now,
away.
Now, does your prosthetic look like a prosthetic or does it look like a leg? Because a buddy of mine, when we were roommates, you used to share a bedroom, right? First place we got together, and he was dating this woman named Diane, who was very cool, very sweet. But her prosthetic leg looked like a human leg. So I did not know. I knew she had a bit of a limp, but I did not know that she had an artificial leg until I went to bed one night, opened her bedroom door. They're laying in their bed together, and on the floor, I just see a human leg, and I about S myself.
Yeah, so you can have it look like a human leg. Mine's like the big springy ones that you see the guys running on.
Okay. And so how much did that cost?
You can also... So it costs the insurance $18,000 every 5 years when I want a new leg.
I want a new leg.
Exactly.
Want a ball, maybe trip. Yeah.
I work for a big commercial airplane company in this state, if you know what I mean.
No.
We have no idea.
We have no idea.
Airbus?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
All right. Wow. All right.
What is a story that you're always asked to retell? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Phil. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, guys. I graduated from WSU back in the 80s. I go back every year for at least a couple of football games. So a couple of years ago, my wife and I went. We're sitting in the stands, and before the game, two guys in their 40s got in the seats right behind us. They obviously were exceptionally intoxicated, but they were very nice. You know, so I just kind of looked over my right shoulder talking to him a couple of times. Well, after every big Cougar play, the guy sitting behind me, he'd pat me on the right shoulder. And as the first half went on, his pats became grips, and his grips got progressively harder. And after a pick six right before halftime, he slams his hand on my right shoulder and he grips down so hard, it hurt unbelievably. And so I looked over my right shoulder and I go, "Hey." So he was very remorseful, very sorry. I didn't want any hard feelings, so I turned around and, you know, we had a nice chat. You know why the guy was so strong? No. I haven't seen him come in. He only had one arm.
Oh man. Surprise.
Yeah. Well, at least you know he wasn't double fisted before the game.
That's a good point. Sir, one beer at a time.
I know.
I have no choice.
Right.
Hey, that still isn't an excuse why he's gripping.
One, you're drunk. And like you said, that arm is going to be so much stronger than it probably would have been if you had two.
Yeah.
Single thing. I think that was, and as you get drunk, you know, mm-hmm. You don't disperse your weight quite as well as you should.
Who Sucks Less is coming up, and we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.